Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was supposed to be a relaxing spa day turned into a supernatural revelation for one woman when her masseuse casually mentioned being psychic. She thought it was just a quirky conversation until she began revealing eerie details that made way too much sense.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. Phone number to share your real ghost stories. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be sure to press that subscribe button wherever you're listening so you don't miss any of our episodes. We've got multiple of them for you every single day that we put out here at the program. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. I can imagine that would be a weird experience if you're sitting there getting a massage and the person is talking to you, which I don't like to begin with. Then they go into, oh, let me tell you about yourself. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've thought about having like Reiki and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that freaks me out. Like, I don't want people messing around with my energy. And I couldn't even handle going for a massage. I don't want people touching me. So
yeah.
Stay in that personal space area. Stay out of that. But for somebody just to kind of open up and start telling you, it's like, bye.
Yeah, I think I can like count on like both hands how many massages I've had in my whole life. Not a ton, but I've had some. And yeah, I'm not really, and I got to like feel comfortable with the person and that you don't know what the hell you're getting unless I guess you get to a regular place. But,
right.
I've had them where the talking begins and I know they ask, like, some ask you if you'd like to have a conversation or not. I just like to be quiet and just try and relax. But I've had so many, several years ago, oh, what do you do? And that's where I got to just start making shit up. Like, I'm an accountant.
I work with numbers.
I work with numbers, not words. Words fail me. But, you know, like, oh, I do ghost stories. And then it goes into like every story. And then what do you think of this? And then by the time it's done, it's like, I'm more stressed out than I am.
I know. And just having done investigations, somebody will say, oh, well, Todd investigates, you know, paranormal stuff. And it's like, oh, do you really? Sometime you've got to come and see my place because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, anytime. Yeah. There, anytime.
Thanks. That'll be great. See you later. What's your number four? What's your number five? Fix this. What is it? What's the 56309 Jenny? Or what was the 854-5309?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give out that phone number, and that's all you got to do. Back to the conversation in just a second. But first, not quite sure how they did it, but they did it. Warby Parker has made shopping for glasses and finding new glasses fun and enjoyable and super easy. Warby Parker offers you everything you need for happier eyes. Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses. You can go into a store if you have one near you, or you can do it all online, which I happen to absolutely love. And do it all there. Their technology is amazing on the website, how it can basically let you try on glasses. With you being at the comfort of your own home, you can do it virtually, or they can send the frames to you, which I absolutely love. Try them, send them back, and you can kind of keep going until you find the pair that is right for you. They use nothing but premium materials in each frame. Warby Parker designs every frame in-house. And their collection includes silhouettes, colors, and fits made to suit every single face. You can shop with them online, like I said, at home and even in their stores. There's over 250 retail locations across the U.S. and Canada where you can get styled by one of their friendly expert advisors. Warby Parker's glasses start at only $95 too, and include prescription lenses with anti-reflective, scratch-resistant coatings. Many Warby Parker locations offer comprehensive eye exams starting at just $85 as well, which is nice. You can get it all done in one place. Add a pair and you save 15% when you purchase two or more prescription pairs of glasses or sunglasses. This is available both home when you're online or in the stores. Plus, it's free shipping and free 30-day returns. I love them. I just got a new pair. I've been using Warby Parker for years, and every time I get a new pair, I am very, very happy with them. Get started with Warby Parker's virtual try-on. You can try on glasses and sunglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style right from home, right now. Or head over to warbyparker.com/ghost right now to take the home try-on quiz and pick five pairs of frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com/ghost. warbyparker.com/ghost. Now back to the conversation. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. And let's go to this call. Hi.
So this is Elise calling from Dallas. So a couple weeks ago, a couple girlfriends of mine wanted to go have a spa day. None of us had ever been to this spa before, and I'm not going to say the name just because, you know, to protect the people that work there. So we went to this spa, and we were having a really nice time, and we all decided that we were going to get massages. So the masseuse comes out, and, you know, she introduces herself, and she takes me back to her room, and she's being very quiet, you know, just professional the way that they have to be. They're really not supposed to talk to you. You know, as she's doing my massage, she was telling me that there were parts of my neck that were really tense. And in my head, I was really worrying about it because in a couple weeks, I was actually supposed to have an MRI to look at the things that were going on in my neck. And so as she's telling me that there's this tension in my head, I'm sitting there going, oh, God, what is it? It's probably terrible. And she was really quiet. And then all of a sudden she said, hey, I just want you to know that everything's going to be okay. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And she said, yeah, I just want to let you know that everything's going to be okay. When I tell you that I'm feeling these tense spots, it's nothing out of the ordinary. And I said, oh, okay, thank you. Well, what made you say that? And she said, well, I could just tell that you were really worried about it. And it kind of took me off guard for a second. And then I thought, oh, well, duh, she's a masseuse. So she probably felt me tense up when she was making me nervous. And I just laughed. And she said, well, your thoughts were kind of screaming it at me. And I said, oh. And she said, yeah, I'm a little bit psychic. And I wanted to tell you that. And, you know, me being me and kind of being into spooky things, of course, when she said that she was a little bit psychic, the first thing I had to do was you know, ask her, oh, that's awesome. Do you have any messages for me? What kind of stuff do you see? She proceeded to tell me, you know, it was almost weird. It's like she would start to tell me something and I could tell that she didn't really know what she was talking about, but it made perfect sense to me. And then she would stop and she'd say, did that make any sense to you? Because I feel like I don't even know what I was saying and it made perfect sense to me. And one of the things that she was telling me about was a friend of mine that had actually passed away a couple years earlier, and the events that happened around her death are still kind of a mystery. We don't know if it was an accident or if she committed suicide. A couple months after her death, I would have these really terrible dreams where she would be standing right next to my bed and she would just be looking at me, and I could get the feeling that she would be trying to tell me something, but when she would open her mouth, all I would hear were noises of car crashes, and that's actually how she died. It was a car incident. And she said, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that your friend, you know, she tried coming to you. And I said, well, that's really weird. I would have these dreams about that. And she said, oh, they weren't dreams. You have a gift. And people keep trying to tell you things, but you keep closing yourself off to it because you're scared. And I just thought, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm the last person that would ever have any sort of gift, because while I love the supernatural, I'm also the world's biggest chicken, and I don't want to see anything. So as she's talking to me and she's telling me this, you know, I'm reassuring her that I promise you I don't have a gift. And all the lights in the massage room automatically went out. And nobody was on that side of the room. She was, you know, massaging my neck completely on the opposite side. We weren't near the light switch. And just all the lights went out. And it was the creepiest thing. And she said, you know, see, there's definitely something going on with you. And I have to admit, that almost made me pee my pants a little bit. It scared me. After the massage, I thought that was very odd. And I texted my sister, and I was telling her about the experience because her and I both love anything spooky. And I said, you know, you'll never believe this, but she told me that I had a gift. Isn't that funny? And my sister replied, and she said, well, you do. All of us in the family do. We've been waiting for you to figure this out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And, you know, her and I know that there are things about me that it's like, for instance, when you go somewhere and maybe it has a weird energy and you just, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and you can tell that maybe you just don't want to spend a lot of time there. But everybody gets feelings like that. I have feelings like that. And, you know, I was explaining that to my sister and she said, well, some of the things that you feel, not everybody does feel that. You know, that's special. One of the things that the therapist had told me before I left was that now that I'm aware of my gift, I'm probably going to notice things start to happen. And a couple nights after my massage, I was in my house, and I've never felt anything weird in my house before. There's a very good energy here. My house is only 5 years old. You know, it's not haunted at all. I needed to go to the kitchen to put a dish away, and our dining room is right off of our kitchen. And I felt this panic that I didn't want to be anywhere near my dining room, almost like something bad was there. And it really scared me to the point that I actually ran from my bedroom to the kitchen, nearly like slammed the glass down into the sink, turned around, ran back. I was so terrified. And that night I shut my bedroom door when I slept because I didn't want whatever was in the dining room to come into my bedroom. And I thought, okay, there's something bad that's here. I don't know what's here. I prayed. I said, you know, that if you are not of the light, you are not welcome in my home. And it took a couple days, but I finally felt it dissipate. And I don't get that feeling anymore. And I wondered what that was. You know, what did something follow me from? I don't know. But it's been very strange. You know, ever since I've been noticing things, you know, I hear whispers. It's almost like when somebody says something to you and you don't really recognize what they say and you turn around and then you realize that nobody's there. And it's all been very odd. So if I do have a gift, maybe they're trying to make themselves more known to me, but either way, I still don't think I'm ready for that. I wouldn't mind. You know, I was asking my sister what her gift entails, and she said that when she sees things, it's kind of like she doesn't actually see an apparition, but let's say she goes into a room and she gets a bad feeling. She can see in her mind's eye what's in the room, almost like when you imagine something, that's the picture that comes to her, but I definitely don't have any of that yet. So who knows? I mean, maybe I will have more stories for you guys when this progresses, but it's definitely been interesting. And I think it's funny that, you know, my sister and I have talked about this forever and we've never told each other about this gift that apparently we all have. And my grandma had it, and it's, you know, kind of been passed down to all the women in our generation, or I'm sorry, our family. Everything that the psychic told me was true. I had my MRI appointment. The test results came back. Everything did look good. You know, it's just normal wear and tear, I guess, from bad posture and the fact that I hunch over my computer all day at work. And, you know, I haven't felt any more bad things in my house. I just think that's interesting. I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. So I love the podcast. I listen all the time, and I hope you guys have a great night. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience. Thoughts on all that?
I've got a couple of friends who seem to have some abilities, and it's interesting to hear a lot of the similarities between my friend's story and the caller's story in that now that she knows, things start to open up more and more and more. Same experience that my friends went through. And again, the conversation with family members who you were afraid to necessarily always open up to about stuff. And then all of a sudden you realize that other people in your family are having similar situations and may have similar abilities as well. So very interesting story.
And good to discuss those things before people are dead as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was just talking with a friend of mine who was talking about like a parent passing away, and they find out all these secret stuff about their parents. Nothing necessarily bad, but just stuff that they didn't know. But now that they're gone, they're realizing. And it's like, why don't we talk more about this stuff? I don't get it.
Yeah. Cause it's always, how are you? How's things going? Good. Okay. Tell me more.
Exactly. But are we equipped to go, well, so I'm talking to dead people now. What would you do at Thanksgiving dinner table if you did that?
I don't know. It'll go down some weird rabbit hole that wouldn't end well. So it's just like, yep, turkey's good. Yep, snow's coming in. Yep, going to be a chilly one.
Want some more cranberries with that?
How about them Packers? Yep, exactly. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, support us. Become a EPP, Extra Podcast Person. Check it out on Apple Podcasts. You can get you can even try it for 3 days free, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get everything ad-free. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.